Hey, agency owners, it's time for a new episode of the Agency Blueprint, the number one podcast for agency owners looking to build systems to simplify and gain reliable profit growth, while also reducing stress and getting their personal life back. I'm your host, Robert Patton, international bestselling author, agency scale partner, and founder of Creative Agency Success. If you enjoy this episode, do me a favor and hit that subscribe button to make sure that you never miss an episode and help keep the show at the top of the charts so it can be found by more agency owners like you. And now for the show. Everyone, so today Darren and I wanted to talk about something that is going to save you time and make you more money. How you can qualify leads quicker and close those prospective clients faster. Far too often you have these initial conversations with prospective clients. You never get to the information that you ultimately need. You then go through the entire process, 5 meetings, to then find out, I have no money and I can't pay you. Well, you wasted a whole lot of time and ultimately did not spend time getting the opportunities that you should have gotten and are frustrated because you were not able to sell the person that ultimately never had the money to pay you in the first place. So we wanted to talk today about how to go through qualifying your leads, the questions to have, the information to do, and all the things you need to be considering so that you can be talking with the right people, so that you can be having the right conversations and getting more revenue through the door. So first piece I want to start with is the not pitching. And I know you've heard us talk about this before. We've talked about it several times, but I just want to emphasize that in this conversation, that when you start the conversation with a pitch and rather than an evaluation, you're just putting yourself immediately in the place where you are not thinking the right way and you're trying to convince them of something rather than just trying to see, is this even a right good fit? Like there was a book that I read and I disagreed with a whole lot of things that it was said in the book, but the book was Start With No. And there was lots of, like I said, I disagreed with the book, but the thing I did agree with is like the answer that you're looking to get to first, like the objective that I want to do is I want to get to the no as fast as I possibly can. Like I'm not trying to get to a yes. What I want to do is get to tell me no, but tell me no now as quickly as I possibly can. Just let's go. Let's get there right now. And I don't know, Darren, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm going to start out the gate. It's $1 million. Give me a no first so I can get to the real questions. Is that I can see why you would disagree with that. That is so funny. I don't think that pitching is going to be a good idea at all, right? Because it's really just a quick conversation. I'm just trying to see if this is something we could potentially move forward with. Hey, okay, so you just give me the overall what you're looking for, because I can't tell you if you're looking for me if, I don't know, what is your, you may just be somebody random. Like you said, you may not have the money. I might not be the actual service provider for you. You might mm-hmm. be in the wrong niche. You might be, and I also don't know what it is that I can help you with until you tell me. I can give you a blanket mm-hmm. statement, but that blanket statement is not going to do anything for you.
Yeah. One of my favorite things that I see happen a lot, especially, and this happens with us too. It's like, well, how much is this? How much is what? What are you talking about? I don't even know how to answer that question. There's nothing to say really, because we haven't talked about what you need. Zero, maybe a million, 12 million. I don't know. What do you want? What do you need? Let's talk about that first. And there's a couple of things that I think that is really important for you to evaluate. So like if we'll talk about us, for example, for a moment. There are agencies that can and can't afford us. There are agencies that have the growth objectives that make sense for them to work with us. And there's ones that don't. There's ones that are already on the precipice of being able to solve their challenge already and don't actually need us. They just needed a 2-minute piece of advice. Just go do this thing and then it's solved. Then just go do that thing and it's solved. I don't need to sign you up for an engagement, you to pay me over 100 grand to solve a 2-minute problem. Like, here's the answer. Go. Have fun. Good luck. And there's been so many instances where that has happened. And it's really important to recognize that it's in those questions, those evaluations, that like dual interview. You're interviewing them just the same way that they're interviewing you, and know that that's the case. The example, the analogy that I like to use is like, you know, how many times in your life would you be okay with someone with muddy shoes coming into your house, jumping on your white couch, and then leaving? Like, would you let that happen? No. But yet you let that happen every single day in your sales conversations. They come in, they tell you what they want, they ask you for a price, you jump and say how high, and it's just like, come on, guys. Like, let's be very pragmatic around what is it that you need to know in order to evaluate whether they're potentially a good client. Can you help them? Can you not? Do they need you? Do they not? Do they have the money? Do they not? Can they invest in that? Can they not? Do they have the risk tolerance? Do they not? It's like those pieces are vital, vital, vital to being able to have that conversation.
I think also my favorite one that you haven't touched on is, are they a good person? Is this somebody you can see yourself working with? there has been a ton of times somebody has gotten on the phone and they're just, you could just, they exude the attitude that you do not like. They're just pushy. Mm. They're and hey, listen, we don't have to work together. You called me, like, or I called you. Like, this is a mutually beneficial thing. I'm here to help you. So let me figure out what it is that you, do you go to your heart doctor and say, you know, take out my liver, take out my spleen. I need this, I need that. And it's like, no, you ask them questions so they can help you diagnose, figure out what the problem is, and they'll send you on your merry way, right? I think that's one of the...
Well, hopefully the doctor's on your merry way.
Right. But yeah, I think that's one of the things that I feel is really the most important, right? And it's also understanding that this is just simply a conversation of sort of trying to figure out how you can help somebody. You don't need to be pushy. You don't want to have that commission breath. You don't want to be all in their face. Like, this is, you definitely.
Commission breath.
You never heard that?
I've never heard that. I like that.
Where you're just basically hunting for the sale. Like, yeah.
I get it.
Overpromising, doing all of these things, trying to be pushy. A lot of times it is more so beneficial if you are just simply just calm, neutral, giving them advice, letting them know that like you have the expertise that they're looking for. And there are ways to do that just in the questions that you pose the knowledge base that you have in your background. Like, oh, okay, I understand that from what you said here. Your likely problem or objective that you're looking to get is going to be here based off of market dynamics. However, your service is kind of tailored, or you're looking for more impressions because this field is starting to get saturated or whatever it may be. You're looking to stand out. I feel like being able to exude those through the different questions you're asking while you are also building authority with them and giving them that advisory perspective of you, you're figuring out more about them, their company, I would say agency because that's who we work with, their agency, and allowing both of you guys to have an understanding of like, okay, this is a person that I can continue to build that relationship with. We had a good first step. Hey, now let's do something in a longer conversation because this is going to be a quick call, right? You don't need to be on the phone with them for 3 hours trying to figure world peace and one conversation.
Yeah, I also think that, you know, there's a couple of pieces too, and actually schedule your meeting to be shorter, right? So our first conversation that we have with any potential client, any prospective client is 15 minutes. We're having just an initial chat, figure out where they are. That way we could potentially send them on their merry way to somewhere else, which happens a lot. Like, hey, we're not the right fit. Like, go talk to this person, this guy or this gal to help this for that specific challenge, or you're actually needing this type of service rather than us. And that happens a lot. And that's totally fine and not an issue. I'm not here to convince anyone of anything. I'm here to solve a specific challenge for a specific type of person that wants this specific type of thing. And if they don't, great. I don't need to try to sell you anything. And yes, I'm here to solve a problem. And if you have the problem, great, let's have a conversation. But that if you're able to, one, identify that the problem's there and you can solve it, if you can identify the needs there and you can help them, then actually start to work on building the excitement, understanding, and starting to provide advice. So you can ask you can share your knowledge and your expertise by the thoughtful questions that you ask. And then you can emphasize that by, here's the nuance that needs to be considered. Here's the thing that you want to potentially consider doing. And here's the way that you can go about solving that problem. People want to solve their problems and they want to solve them now. They want to alleviate their pain. And if you can start to give them a pathway to doing so before even working with them, here's the thing I would go do right now. Just go try this thing. We can have a follow-up conversation about how we can continue to help you, but here, just go try this thing. And it just creates for a load of energy and excitement in them.
One other thing I would say is have a set of questions, have a script together. That way you're not me. And originally I was very nervous on all of my initial calls. I didn't know what to say. There was no, it was like, oh, okay. Let me figure this out. And also learn your scripts in terms of like be able to recite it like the back of your hand, or be able to understand the goal of it overall, right? And then once you get better at it, you'll be able to diverge, have genuine conversation, right? You're not trying to, you don't need to necessarily stick to the script word by word, line for line, because you don't want to sound robotic, but you want to have the understanding of, okay, these are the things I need to hit. If the conversation kind of naturally flows to this, it's like, oh, okay, let me add in, where are you at? What's your revenue currently? How much is your budget for this item? You know, all of those kind of key points that you need to make sure you're hitting, right? And you can have those notes. That way, if somebody else needs to pick it up in terms of like, hey, I'm just the initial qualifier and I need to pass this off to Johnny in sales, he's the one who's going to have the longer call with you. Then Johnny has the base layer of information he needs so that he's not going in blind and doing all the same questions that I asked you earlier and repeating the process and making the overall prospect feel unseen, unheard. Why am I going through this again? Oh my goodness, this is just a waste of time. I told the last guy this, and now you're over here asking the same questions. You guys are obviously unorganized because, you know, we had this conversation yesterday and you don't even know what, you know, exactly.
Yeah. Also, who's Johnny? Did we hire someone that I'm going to hire?
That's my alternate persona.
Oh, okay. One day Darren shows up as Darren on the call and then Johnny the next day, if you guys know that that's Darren's alter ego. I agree. I mean, I think that it's really important. I mean, for me, I have the script and it allows for you to be able to improvise in the conversation when you know it really well. It allows for you to be able to have the conversation feel more natural and not like just incredibly structured. When you first start working with a script, unless you just know it like the back of your hand, it does feel very rigid. And it doesn't really feel like a conversation. It ends up feeling like you're interrogating them, which isn't a good feel for them. You absolutely don't want them to feel interrogated, which is what I will see happen very frequently. And when people start to utilize scripts in sales calls to begin with and watching recordings. But one of the things that I would suggest that you do is just take the script and call it 50 times, 100 times, whatever, and just insert someone's name and like have the conversation in your head so that you're just used to the stages that have happened. I mean, I still pull the script up every call that we have, but largely just to write the notes in the same section so that the notes can be translated into the next phase of the relationship, and not because I need to read any of it. In fact, I'm pretty sure I could probably just hear the box and write it without even looking at the page anymore. I think it's important to memorize the script, but I do also agree that it's important to have the script because it allows for the process to be repeatable. It also allows for you to understand where things are going wrong so that you can adjust the script. And let me test this little nuance or little difference to see whether it makes it better or worse. I wanted to give you all one thing before we wrap the episode today, in that what are the things that if you hear these things that I want you to grab everything and run as fast as you can away from this potential deal. If the first question is cost, go. They're just cost hunting. They're not here for value. They're just cost hunting. And they've already spoken to loads of agencies and they're just trying to figure out how they can get the cheapest cost. And fine for them, but the relationship isn't going to go where you want it to be. They're trying to force control in the conversation. They're not friendly with you. They treat you disrespectfully. And one that's very common, and I see 9 times out of 10 end up in a very non-positive way, is they complain about the agencies that they worked with before. Well, this agency, and then this one, and then this one, and then that one, they all were horrible, and they never did anything right, and they never led me correctly. And it's like, okay, well, it's everyone's problem but yours. Mm-hmm. I see. Just know that if those things are happening, recognize the red flags, please. Don't try to sell someone that you already knew. There's so many times, myself included, you knew you shouldn't have sold the person and you still had the conversation anyways and you deeply regretted it afterwards. Don't make yourself victim to the same thing I've made myself victim to and that I've seen happen time and time again. You probably have also experienced. Just know those red flags and avoid them. The key thing that I want you to walk away from this episode with is it is a mutual conversation. You're interviewing them the same way that they are interviewing you. You get to choose who you work with. This is your business. This is your agency. This is your life. You get to choose who you spend time with. Don't allow the money signs in front of you make you dream or see a potential different picture than what's actually in front of you. And have the conversation. You'll be happier and you'll be better off for it. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening in today. With all of the shifts in the industry, it is easy to feel overwhelmed or unsure of your next move. So I'm not here to try to sell you anything. I just want to give back and guide you through the uncertainty. Whether you're navigating new trends or just need some clarity, we're here to listen and offer advice. Head to creativeagencysuccess.com/chat to book a free 15-minute chat with an agency mentor who can provide you with a fresh perspective. Let's figure out the best steps for your agency's growth together.